So we continue in Nefesh HaChaim. We are in the middle of Shaar Gimel, Perek Bet. That's page Kuf Lamed, in the middle of the page, Kuf Lamed. Ve'al, right there. Ve'al zu ha-kavana darchu razal ha-kedoshim. Lehamshil meshalim ve'inyan itchaburuto itbarach le'olamot, af she'en erech ve'dimyon klal ben ha-mashal ve'hanimshal, רק באיזה דבר פרטי, ואף גם זאת, רק בדמיון מה. The Nefesh HaChaim says, this was the way of Chazal, whether in the Gemara, or in the Zohar HaKadosh, or in the Midrashim, to give us meshalim, to give us examples, ways to understand, or to have some kind of picture about Hitchaburuto Itbarach Leha'olamot, about the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the worlds, our world included, even though the Mashal is always falling short, way short in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's only a comparison, a similarity in one prat, and even that one prat, vaguely. וכמו שכתוב בראיה מהמנה, ראיה מהמנה is זוהר הקדוש, פרשת פנחס, פייג' רשנון זין, אין רשנון חט, ואית למנדה, we have to know, כגב נדה ברא נשמתה, דר הקדוש ברוך הוא created the נשמה, similar to his being. ומה ריבון על מין לת לשם ידיעה ולא אתר ידיעה, אלא בכל סתר שולטנותה, just like Ribon HaOlamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his shilton, his dominion is everywhere. Ufhachi, similarly, let la lenishmeta, ela bechol setar shultanuta, let ever panui mina. So too, the neshama of a person permeates every part of the body, has a shlita on every part of the body. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his shlita, his shilton is everywhere in the world. B'chol inun shemahan v'kinuyin itkere al shem kol almin li'itchaza'a shultanute alayhu. Zohar HaKadosh is talking about all the names of the sefirot which are given to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shlita all over the world. Ufachi nishmeta al shultanuta dekol evarim degufa imtila legabe. So too, we compare the neshama to this point that the neshama has a shilton on all parts of the body. Lav de'idam yale ihi be'atzma. Not that the neshama has any kind of similarity, intrinsic similarity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dehu barala. After all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who created the neshama. So obviously there's a very vast difference between the neshama and Hashem. You know, it's an important point because many times we hear the neshama is a part of Hashem. So we look at the neshama as if that's like Hashem itself, himself. No, the neshama is also a bria. The neshama is also a creation of Hashem. But there is a similarity. Ubeginda ihi idam yalegabe beshultanuta dila. Only in regards to the shlita that it has all throughout the body do we compare the neshama to Hashem. Al kol evarei gufa, aval lo b'mila achara, but not in any other aspect is the neshama similar. V'chein kol hadvarim shemanu razal sham b'inyan hitdamuto yitbarach le'neshama baguf, hakol hu rak al inyan hitpashtuto yitbarach shemo b'ha'olamot u'memale'am u'shlituto alehem kanal. Any similarities that the Gemara or Chazal bring us in regards to the Neshama vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only to teach us Hitpashtuto Yitbarach Be'olamot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu permeates all the worlds. Shirak B'davar Zelevad Mitdamim Be'inyanam. That's the only similarity. Chen Ramzu B'tikunim. In the Tikune HaZohar as well, Amru, דישתמה קלה ודיבורי מן קורסיה ומלאכיה ושמיה והראה דישתמודאון לבקולה אלא ותתה כנשמתה לשולטנותה בכל גופה. אפילו בעבר זעירה ולת עבר פנוי מיני. Let's just translate the last four words. There's not one ever in the body that doesn't have the neshama giving it life. That is the comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is not one space in this world that is not filled with Hashem's presence. דייק באומרו כן נשמתה דשולטנותה. וממילא נשמע שגם בזה העניין עצמו שדימו זה לא שבו בה לגמרי. Even in this דימיון itself, it's not an exact comparison. כי אף שאמרו מה הנשמה מלאה את כל הגוף, אף הקדוש ברוך הוא מלא את כל העולם, even though they said such a statement that just like the neshama fills the entire goof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the world. וכן מה שכתוב במאמר התיקונים, כן נשמתה ולת אתר פנוי מיני, and also בתיקון עין, בכל עבר איהו הוויה, לת אתר פנוי מיני, כן נשמתה דשתקחת בכל עבר ועבר דגופה. So we see constantly the Zohar repeats this comparison. The Nefesh HaChaim clarifies, en inyan miluy HaKadosh Baruch Hu ta'olam ke inyan miluy haneshama et haguf. You cannot compare the fact that Hashem fills the world to the way the neshama fills the body. It's not the same. And the simple difference is, he's going to give us right away the difference, but just based on what we learned till now, although the neshama fills the entire body, but the body is still a metziut, a reality without the neshama. Whereas when we say Hashem fills the entire universe, the universe does not have an existence without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the difference between the two is infinite. It's a very big difference. But the very fact that each one fills, the neshama fills the goof, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu fills, that's what the Tikkunim and the Zohar and the Gemara mean to say. And here he explains, She'im kol ze, with all the comparison, gam haguf yeshno le'atzmo, the guf is also a metziut by itself, chotzetz befaneha, the body puts a limit on the neshama. Even though the neshama gives life to the guf, even though the neshama fills the guf, but the neshama is only up to where the body stops. It doesn't go further. So the guf is, that's what it means, chotzetz befaneha. It's like a wall, which the neshama hits that wall, and no more. Rak shemitpashetet bepnimiyut kol pirtech alakav umikayimo. Sheharei gam betzet haneshama mehaguf, ein haguf mitbatel al yedei ze mimitziut. As we see, that the body does not lose its existence. It may lose its energy, its life, but not its existence when the neshama leaves. Aval adon kol yitbarach shemo, Hu male et kol ha'olamot ve'anivraim, he fills the entire world and all the creatures therein. Ve'enam chotzetzim chalila negdo yitbarach klal be'emet. But at the same time, they don't limit, the world does not limit Hashem. Ve'en od milevado yitbarach mama shum davar klal bechol ha'olamot. In fact, there is nothing else besides him in all the worlds. Me'ha'elyon sheba'elyonim ad ha'tehom ha'tachton shebithomot ha'aretz. From the highest point to the lowest point. Ad she'tuchal lomar, to the point that we can say she'en kan shum nivra ve'olam klal. He's going to speak more about this in Perek Gimel. To the point, Ken. Ken, Ikar Mishkana.
Ze
a headquarters. Aval, Hashilton shel haneshama bechol haguf. Yafeh meod. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ze shehu memaleh et kol haolamot, ze lo magbil oto. It doesn't cause any gvul in Hashem, chas v'shalom, or any shinui, or any change in him. En kan shum nivra ve'olam klal. In truth, there is no nivra. There is no olam. It's all energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak hakol male atzmut achduto ha'pashut, yitbarach shemo. And he brings one line from one of the great Rishonim, Ayen Rokeach, Besof Shoresh Kedushat Ha'ichud, Zeleshono. Habore, says the Rokeach in a poetic way, Habore eno tzarich lemakom u'machon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not require a location, an abode, a place. He doesn't need a dwelling place. Ki haya kodem kol heyot. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu preceded anything that existed. Ve'en kirot ve'hakorot chotzetzim lefanav. There are no walls that limit him. כי לא היה בורא דבר שהוא מזיק כנגדו. Imagine the בורא יתברך would create something that limits him. Impossible. So the point of Perek Bet was to say that although we find that Chazal compare the Neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the comparison is a very, very weak and vague comparison. It's only to help give us some kind of a picture in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memale Kol Almin, that He fills the world with His Achdut Peshuta, with His Metziut. Vehu Inyan HaKatuv, Perek Gimel, we begin. Vehu Inyan HaKatuv, and this is what the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Kav Gimel, Pasuk Kav Dalet, says, Halo et HaShamayim ve et HaAretz Ani Male. See, it doesn't say Hashem is everywhere, which would be big enough. But Halo et HaShamayim ve et HaAretz Ani Male, I fill the entire, I permeate the entire Shamayim vaAretz. Veyoter Meforash beMishne Torah. In Sefer Dvarim, in last week's parasha, in Parashat Vayitchanan, we say this pasuk in Alenu Leshabeach, Ve'yadata hayom, v'ashevota elevavecha, ki Hashem hu ha'elokim. What's Elokim? Elokim means power. Elokim means energy. That's why we're mechaven when we say Elokim, ba'al ha'yicholet u'ba'al ha'kochot kulam. Because Aleph Lamed means energy. Elokim means all the energies, the source of all energies. Ki Hashem hu ha'elokim b'shamayim mima'al, the highest point of Shamayim, ve'al aretz mitachat, down to the lowest point of aretz, en od. There's nothing else besides Him. Here's the pasuk in Parashat Vayitchanan that puts everything into one package. Ve'chen, another pasuk in Vayitchanan, we say it when we open the Echal on Shabbat, ata hor'et al adat, you have been shown to be taught, you have been given knowledge, Ki Hashem hu ha'elokim en od milevado. When Klal Yisrael saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Har Sinai, we cannot imagine what they saw. We cannot describe what they saw. It was on the highest level of nevuah ever. And what they saw made it very clear to them that there is nothing in this world en od milevado besides Him. Ve'u mamash kemashmao. See, it's not some kind of dramatic poetic way of saying, Hashem, you're the best. There's nobody like you. En od milevado, en kamocha. That you say maybe to a friend who you love and you want to overpraise him. So you say, boy, en alecha, ken? Hayisraelim kacha ovim lagin. En alecha, there's no nobody better than you, ken? That's not what it means when we say en od milevado. En od milevado says the nefesh ha'chaim hu mamash kemashmao. It's exactly as literal as can be, she'en od milevado kelal, that there is no metziut besides Him. B'shum bechina v'nekuda pratit shebechol ha'olamot, at any point in the world, at any point on the planet, at any other planet, at any other cosmos, on any other spiritual world, in any nekuda pnimit v'chitzonit shebechol ha'olamot, it's nothing but Him. En od milevado. Elyonim v'tachtonim v'abiriyot kulam, rak atzmut achduto ha'peshuta yidbarach shemo levad. Vehu pnimiyut amaram, this is the inner meaning of what they said in the Midrash, bidvarim rabba parasha bed, davar acher, ki Hashem hu ha'elokim b'shamayim imal v'larz mitachat en od. So the Gemara compares to what other people said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Yitro Natan Mamash. Even Yitro, when he praised Hashem, he gave him still some kind of mamashut. Rachav in Sefer Yoshua, she praised Hashem, but it was an imperfect praise. Moshe Samahu Af Bechalalo Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made it clear that even Bechalalo Shel Olam, even in space, anywhere in the universe, it's only Him. Sheneemar, ki Hashem ulakim b'shamayim imal, v'laretz mitachat en od. Ma'u en od? Says the Midrash, afilu b'chalalo shel olam. V'ze gam ken b'chlal ma'amaram zal, shehu yitbarach mekomo shel olam, v'en ha'olam mekomo. Do you remember, in Perek Aleph it was, right? Yeah. In Perek Aleph he began with the ma'amar chazal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called makom, ki hu mekomo shel olam ve'en ha'olam mekomo. So if you remember in Perik Aleph and Perik Bet, what was the explanation that was given to that? Just like a makom is mekayem mashe'alav, just like the makom upholds that the item, the object which is on top of it, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu upholds the world. But now he's going to give us pnimiyut to that. He's going to give us a deeper meaning. And he promised us. He said, I'm going to tell you that there's a deeper meaning to it. He says, here it is. וזהו גם כן בכלל מאמרם שהוא יתברך מקומו של עולם ואין העולם מקומו. היינו, what does it mean that Hashem is מקומו של עולם? שאף כל המקומות שמורגשים לחוש במציאות, אין המקומות מקומות עצמיים, אלא הוא יתברך שמו, הוא המקום של כל המקומות. שמצידו יתברך נחשבים כולם כאילו אינם במציאות כלל, גם אתה כקודם הבריאה. He says, מה זה מקומו של עולם? מקומו של עולם means, when we say Hashem is the makom, it means like this. We feel that there are places that have מציאות, no? This makom יש לו מציאות. When you want to give a name to the reality that's around you, what's the generic name for that? Makom. המקום שמסביבי, right? The place that surrounds me. That's the most plain, basic, general description of the reality that surrounds us, right? Come along Chazal and say, you know what that is? That's Hashem. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Hu Mekomo Shel Olam. So it's not just pshat that what? That Hashem upholds the reality. Zot omeret, yesh reality, and He upholds the reality. Lo, en reality. A reality זה שאתם חושבים. This מציאות that you think is a מציאות. That's מציאותו יתברך. That's Him. הוא מקומו של עולם. Amazing. חזק וברוך. יפה מאוד. ואנחנו ניכנס למאמר שבוודאי אתם יודעים, ממלא כל עלמין וסובב כל עלמין. That's what it means. אי הוא ממלא כל עלמין וסובב כל עלמין. Hashem surrounds the world and He permeates the world. He's the inside, He's the outside. What's the difference between the two? We're going to learn, Hashem Yazor Lanu, to understand, to learn the depth of that, what that means. He's going to go into it in great depth. So that's what you're touching on. That's then mashal to that is the neshama. There is the inside and there is the outside, but it's all Him. That's the point. That's what it means. Hamakom baruch hu. That's what it means. Hamakom baruch hu. He's the makom. Zakol hu. Omnam kvar ikdamnu bitchilat dvarenu. We have 1 minute. Sheim shilu divrehem kegachaleesh. Now he says the nefesh ha'chaim is going to go into his inner mitnaged side, and he's going to say, I warned you in the beginning that the words of Chazal are kegachale ish, are like hot coals. Sheyehezahil meod bekachalatan shelo likanes liitbonen velachkor yoter midai bidvarim sheen arishut netuna liitbonen arbe veyichve or veyikave chaz veshalom. He says, person has to be careful. The words of Chachamim are like hot coals; they warm us, but don't touch too much because you can get burnt. In this case, know when not to investigate too much, because it's dangerous. And he's going to explain the danger, by the way. אין הדבר אמור אלא לחכם ומבין מדעתו פנימיות העניין בשיעור הדליבה לבד ברצוב השור. He says, all this, we are talking to חכמים who understand the פנימיות of עניינים with their heart, ברצוב השור, in and out. Ratzov v'ashov means we want to understand, we study, but there has to be the element of receding, of v'ashov. Like yad soledet bo, in Ilchot Shabbat, hot water is called, there's a level of heat that's called yad soledet bo. Mazi yad soledet bo? She hayad soledet. Mazi soled? Im atem zochrim, if you remember, in one of the kinot of Tisha B'Av, one of the main kinot, Elez Kera, the one of Asara Uge Malchut. Over there it says, Kidesh Yad, I think it was about Rabbi Ishmael, Kohen Gadol, Kidesh Yadav Besiludin. He prepared himself Besiludin. Maze Siludin is a milaya fazot. Siludin means with ema, with yira, with pachat, with fear. Maze Siludin, when a person fears, when he's afraid, what does he do? He goes back. He steps back. He's afraid. Yad soledet bo. It's so hot that the hand recoils. That the hand goes back. It's too hot. Siludin means to understand. Part of Yirat Shamayim is to know, yes, I have to study Hashem, v'yadata hayom, but also v'hashevota. There's ratzo v'hashov. There's also, go back a little bit. Be careful. Ten kavod. Don't get too close. So that's what the Nefesh HaChaim, we have to stop here, that's what he's going to speak about in the next, till the end of the perek, and Bezat Hashem, Hashem should help us to continue and to understand afilu efes katzeo, even just a little bit of these holy words. Rabbi Chanan ben Akashia omer, ratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakot et Yisrael, lefich ha'achir ba lahem Torah u'mitzvot sheneemar, Adonai chafetz, ken, demand zidko yagdil Torah v'yadir.